to provide some introductory remarks at the fourth Global Roundtable on PRTRs. First of all, I would like to thank Ms. Ella Beliarova and her team from the UNECE for co-organizing this fourth Global Roundtable on PRTRs, and also thank UNITAR and UNEP for their cooperation in the organization of this event. Since the OECD started its program on PRTRs, the number of countries with operating PRTR systems has dramatically increased. This is due to the multilateral environment frameworks such as the Protocol on PRTRs, the ESCASU agreement, or the OECD legal instrument, which are really the driving force behind the establishment of PRTR systems around the world. PRTRs are a fabulous tool. While they originally were meant to be to have a function as a public right-to-know tool, the uses of the data of PRTRs are still increasing. I still remember, as a young risk assessor of individual chemicals for the environment in Germany and France, using PRTR data to validate my estimations of environmental concentrations of individual chemicals. And not so long ago, I came across an article in the New York Times, which was overlaying a map with companies that report to the PRTR in the United States, the TRI, overlaid with a map of regions or sites that are prone to flooding, which is, of course, an incredibly useful tool in the fight of climate change adaptation. And more recently, now we are proposing to use PRTR data to measure progress with implementing the new global framework on chemicals, which we just adopted last year. This is just to say that PRTRs continue to be an essential tool for many purposes, and which is why your collaboration is so important. We not only want to make sure that all countries around the world have a functioning PRTR system, we also want to make sure that those PRTR systems and their data play a role in managing new environmental challenges. This is, of course, a big task, and the Global Roundtable is at the forefront of addressing the challenge. With that, I would like to thank you again for allowing me to talk to you today, and I wish you a lot of success in your discussions.